a legacy of greatness, including a national championship, 5 trips to the NCAA tournament, and 2 wins in March Madness.
And Mount St. Mary's is victorious!
You are listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD. Mount Basketball is brought to you by Grafcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Littlemore Real Estate. Now let's head courtside for Mount Basketball. Here's Adam Pohl.
And from Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium here on the campus of Wofford College, this is Mount St. Mary's Basketball. It's a neutral site game that is a part of the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, the mainland portion of it. And today, Mount St. Mary's here in South Carolina taking on the University of North Florida in what is their first game against an Atlantic Sun opponent since all the way back in 1991. Happy to have you with us here today. If you're listening in on WFMD.com, later on in just a few minutes, we will have a stream of this game that will be up and running on SoConDigital.com. So you can watch the game. It'll have our broadcast feed as well. As Mount St. Mary's looks for their first win of the year. You know, these two teams, these programs have a lot in common. They have been a part of 3 of the last 4 NCAA tournaments, the Mount in 2014, North Florida in 2015, and then Mount St. Mary's got to the dance of the 2017 tournament. And for each team, they are looking for their first win of the year, and they've both faced these top 6 conference clubs, the Big 6, if you will, for Mount St. Mary's. Losses against Marquette, Notre Dame, and then Georgetown. North Florida has played 2 of the top 10 teams in the nation, falling to Michigan State. Their last game was a 40-point defeat to Florida. They've also lost to Michigan and VCU this year. And they've got games remaining with Miami, Missouri, Ball State, LSU, and Mississippi State. A formidable schedule facing against the Ospreys of North Florida here this year. So great to be with you on what is a beautiful Saturday afternoon here, maybe about an hour or so outside of Charlotte in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're going to take a quick break. We return right after these messages with a conversation with Mount St. Mary's head coach, Jimmy and Christian, as we get ready for the Mount and North Florida coming up on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for Plumbing Emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is John Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem. Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
We are getting ready for Mount St. Mary's and North Florida here today on a neutral court at Wofford. My name is Adam Pohl, joined here pregame with head coach of the Mount in Jamie and Christian. And Coach Christian, this is an unusual setting in this regard. Wofford is playing a big football game at South Carolina at 4 o'clock. They're playing before our game here on this floor in this beautiful brand new arena. And for you guys that play in front of so many fans at home, you've played here against Marquette, Notre Dame, Georgetown in these major arenas. Now you're going to play on a beautiful facility, but frankly, you're going to play in front of a very small crowd. And how do you get your team to kind of embrace that atmosphere?
Yeah, well, we've got great enthusiasm. You know, every day we have great enthusiasm. You know, I don't think that's going to stop. I'm going to really challenge our team about bringing the energy. I think the team that brings the energy the most will have the opportunity to win. But you're looking at a really good North Florida team that's also looking at the similar schedule we've played mm-hmm. and a similar opportunity.
Right.
So you're looking at two teams that are normally in the NCAA tournament talk and during conference play, and both looking for an opportunity to win. Both have played similar schedule like this over the last few years. So we're both going to be pretty accustomed to this, and I think each coach, I think each program recognizes how important the game is, and it's all about energy and enthusiasm and that ability to stick with your teammate through good times and bad. I think we've got a great group of guys to be ready to do that.
They're called the Ospreys, and even though they don't play the exact similar style of Mount Mayhem, they shoot a lot of threes. They shoot the ball very well. They call themselves the Birds of Trey, so that's really a major part of what they are all about. And for you guys, I know your program, that's something you've always been so high on your team about over the years, the ability to defend the three, but you've struggled a little bit early on against the top majors, and that's going to be a big focus today.
Yeah, I think statistically it looks a little deceiving because I think Georgetown went 11-22, but Notre Dame and Marquette, we guarded them pretty well percentage-wise and took a lot of shots out of there. So I think we're in a pretty good place. You know, we wanted to make Georgetown shoot the ball from the outside on us. They made them. So that game plan probably wasn't the best. A little bit better shooters than we anticipated. That can happen sometimes. But we really have a lot high level of respect for how well they can shoot the ball. And so, you know, we've got to get back to being consistent defensively with being able to take people out of what they want to do. And this team wants to make a lot of threes. So we got to do a great job of that. You know, we've got great size and athleticism, too. The one thing is our size and athleticism is similar to high majors. You know, like we're not stepping out there on a high major floor and besides for Georgetown and looking really small. You know, we've got good size. So, you know, we've worked a ton on pushing the guys off the three-point line, guarding the ball off the dribble and trying to force tough shots. It'll be a great opportunity, a great challenge for us today.
Coach, I know that in your exhibition season, you guys beat Delaware, but you also beat a Division III school in Hood College, and they played a lot of zone against you guys, and you expect to see a lot of zone again today.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons why we love that game against Hood is because they play so much zone, and so it allows us to do all our prep work of zone at the end of the preseason. But I think it's particularly important. You know, we've struggled with zone in the past. Hood zone is actually very good. So, you know, we've been able to really focus in on that over the last few weeks after preparing for Hood. They play a lot of zone. They're typically a little bit different. They go tandem zone, so it's a little bit different to attack. But, you know, I love our outside shooting. I love how fast we can play. And, you know, I like what we're doing right now. And I think we're growing more connected and connected every single day. You know, it's harder with a younger team for them to understand how important that is because all their lives they've been able to go out and play with talent and talent alone.
Right.
And, you know, but if we can be connected with the talent that we have a chance to be pretty good. And, you know, it's a great chance to step out here in the arena with a great opponent today.
And you guys, of course, may have the best player on the floor today, Junior Robinson, who's just been dynamic. All the broadcasters and those that see Junior, when the game's over, they want to talk about Junior. He is a lightning rod, and he just seems really locked in right now.
Well, you know, he's really matured, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. He's matured a ton. He's waited a ton for this opportunity. You know, he's done a great job of sharing the spotlight and sharing love with guys in the backcourt, and he's brought a lot of guys along, and I don't think he gets enough credit for bringing guys along and being unselfish in their success.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we've never had an issue in our backcourt with guys not getting along, and a large part of that has to do with him. I mean, he's done a great job of that, and now he's got a guy beside him who's like the perfect running mate with Donald Carey because he's a great outside shooter, but more importantly, he's an elite passer. And so those two guys get along so well, I think it really helps him be able to get off the ball a little bit and able to score and get the ball in scoring position where he can be in attack mode. And then when we're able to put him on the ball, you know, we're able to space him out with more shooting around him, you know, with guys like Bobby Plunis and Greg Alexander and Jonah Antonio playing. Ryan Gomes, a great finisher at the rim. that's a tough, it's going to be tough to zero in on Junior. And he's just done a great job of understanding our system and what he needs to do. And again, all the credit goes to him and his maturity over the last few years. Just ability to handle the moment, to be excited for the moment, and still be one of the guys that's like, I think he's first or second on our team in assists.
Exactly.
You know, and so that's huge. That's a huge step for him. It's a huge step for our program, and I'm looking forward to coaching him. You know, one thing I said to myself, you know, I was watching a bunch of games this summer, and I just said watching him in particular, I'm going to really enjoy coaching him this year. And, you know, him, Chris Ray, we've got a long tenure together. We've now been each other for about 6 years, you know, starting the recruiting process. So, you know, we all want to put a lot of energy into this to see this thing turn out the way we believe that it can. But, you know, we've been connected for a long time. So it's been great watching him. He's obviously been a dynamic player. I'm excited for him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him shoot the ball from the outside. And one thing he hasn't done exceptionally well this year, but he's usually a pretty slow starter from the outside. But he's been dynamic in so many ways, and defensively he's been electric as well.
Coach Christian, thank you so much again. And, you know, this is your first game ever coaching against an Atlantic Sun opponent, so good luck today.
I appreciate it. I'm excited for the opportunity. I think they're very good. I have a lot of respect for their program and what they're able to do. You know, both of our programs go on the road. We play a lot in the month of November, and so opportunities like this come up, so I'm excited.
Folks, that's Jamie and Christian. You got one last thing to say?
Go Mount.
We're going to take a break, and we're back with more here from Wofford right after this. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Great to be with you here today from Wofford College. My name is Adam Pohl. As we're getting ready for Mount St. Mary's basketball, the Mount looking for their first win of the year. And it is a rare game today in which the Mount will play on a neutral floor, as the Mount takes to the floor right now, getting ready for what will be a 3:30 p.m. first or opening tip-off here. As, you know, why is Mount St. Mary's playing North Florida on the campus of Wofford, you might ask? Well, Mount St. Mary started the year with games against Marquette and Notre Dame. Those teams are both going to be playing here around Thanksgiving in the Maui Invitational. They're in Hawaii. That is such a big national collegiate basketball event. But for the small teams that play those teams that are in the Maui Invitational, they then continue on and play each other in what are little mainland regions. And with that, Mount St. Mary's and North Florida are a part of that whole configuration this year, along with Wofford. So we've all come to Wofford to play. The Mount was supposed to play two games in 2 days here, with four Division I teams here, but the fourth D1 team, they did not come. And when it was realized that they were not going to have four teams here, but just Wofford at North Florida and the Mount, what happened is that Wofford played a small school, Bob Jones College, here today in a 1 p.m. tip, and they had a pretty good crowd here in what is this brand new arena. And for Mount St. Mary's, they will play their second game of what is considered the Maui Jim Maui Invitational mainland portion. They're going to play that at home on Tuesday night in their non-arena opener, taking on Division III York College, and you can get tickets for that. 301-447-5700. Monday morning, the ticket office opens at Not Arena, and you can get tickets for that game as the Mount will give away to the first 400 fans a championship banner giveaway that looks like it's really a towel, but it is a configuration of the Mount's championship banner from their incredible 2016-17 NEC title season that took them out to their fifth trip to the NCAA tournament. So the Mount, even though the Atlantic Sun is a very similar conference as far as the level of it to the Northeast Conference, the Mount has not played a team in the A-Sun since 1991. At that time, they got an overtime win against Georgia State. But of course, North Florida has not been a Division I program all that long. In fact, they haven't been even a program at all that long. They were founded in 1992-93 at the NAIA level. That year, they didn't even have their own home floor. The next year, in 94, they were a Division II program, and they started the transition to D1 in 05-06, and they have been an official member of the Atlantic Sun since the 2009-2010 season. They went to the A-Sun Final in 2011, their second Division I year, but lost and did win the Atlantic Sun Championship in 2015, went to the NCAA tournament for what was their lone time, but they were defeated by NEC opponent Robert Morris in the first four in Dayton, as Robert Morris beat them 81-77 in the 2015 NCAA tournament. So Mount St. Mary's, it's Mount Mayhem going against North Florida, the Ospreys, and their mantra is that they are the birds of Trey. We're going to see a lot of three-pointers tonight, and we're so happy to have you with us. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return here to the brand-new Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip of this one. Mount Basketball coming up next, as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Because
50% more.
Homemade taste.
Only from
Musselman's.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now, Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
Adam Pohl back with you here from Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is a beautiful new gymnasium. It is the Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium. Jerry Richardson's the owner of the Carolina Panthers, and he donated more than $50 million to build this facility. It is a 3,200-seat facility. There are not many people that are going to be in attendance to watch this game as Mount St. Mary's takes on North Florida. But let's take a look. It's time for a look here at Mount St. Mary's starting five as the Mount gets it going. With Ryan Gomes, the 6'10 sophomore who scored a career-high 12 points on 5 of 6 shooting at Georgetown. The next man announced, Bobby Plenudis. Plenudis averaging 5.3 points and 4 rebounds per game. The 6'8 freshman from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Junior Robinson is announced. Junior scored 26 points in the loss to Georgetown, just 2 shy of his career high. Here's Jonah Antonio, the sharpshooter from Perth, Australia. He's played 30 or more minutes in all 3 games here with the Mount. The redshirt freshman, Anton Carey, went 3 triple-doubles last year in his senior year at Frederick Douglass High School, just outside Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He'll get the start as well for Mount St. Mary's. And the Mount head coach, Jamian Christian, in his 6th season. This is his first game ever coaching against an Atlantic Sun opponent. Now for North Florida wearing their home whites, it is Noah Horkler, who set a high school record with 117 blocks in a year. He's a sophomore, 6'8", from Melbourne, Florida. Wajid Aminu, a 6'7", sophomore from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Outstanding leaper, played 2 years of volleyball in high school, getting the start as well. JT Escobar, averaging 11.8 points per game, a transfer from Ole Miss, a 6'2 redshirt sophomore guard. Garrett Sams, a 6'6 sophomore guard from Tennessee, last year third in the Atlantic Sun in 3-point percentage. And then rounding it out is Yvonne Gandia-Rosa, and Gandia-Rosa, the leading scorer for North Florida. 14.3 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per, an outstanding 3-point shooter, 13 of 27 on the young season. So North Florida will play again here tomorrow against Wofford, and they'll be wearing their road jerseys tomorrow. So they're on the home whites with blue lettering and maybe dark gray, silverish trim. Mount St. Mary's wearing their throwback Mount Blues, as they've got Mount across the chest in white and no trim. As we get ready for the fourth game of the year, the Mount and North Florida looking each for their first win of this season. Adam Pohl with you, and so happy to bring you Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. As in the jump circle for the Mount, Ryan Gomes, and it is Noah Horkler who will jump it off here for North Florida. Both these teams love to shoot the three. Who will have the advantage in that today? Here we go. The opening tip, it's up, and it is won by North Florida, going right to left on your radio dial. Quick 2-point jumper, good. Knocking it down, JT Escobar. And boy, they put 3 on the board. He may have just got it behind the line. And what a start for North Florida, just seconds in. And they're gonna play a zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone against Mount St. Mary's. As Don Carey over to Antonio, outside left. Now right side for Junior Robinson, 12 to shoot. Outside left Carey, the Mount not penetrating yet. As Robinson swings it baseline underneath Plenudis, and a reverse layup is good. And the Mount within one, it's 3-2. As Aminu inbounds, double team in the backcourt. Aminu gets it back, he'll bring it up quickly against the Mount pressure. He's inside the foul line, bouncing it under, and a foul on Gomes, body contact against the big man Horkler, who's gonna go to the line to shoot two. Noah Horkler, he's a good passing big man, 7.3 points per game, 5.3 rebounds. He's second on this team in assists 4 games in for the Ospreys. They're already playing their 5th game of the year as the free throw back iron, no good. Horkler, 5 of 9 now on the season from the charity stripe, 3-2. The Ospreys in front very early on. They got a transition three off of the opening tip. Is the second good? Here comes the mount down by two. Junior Robinson front court right against a 1-3-1 zone. An unusual look here from North Florida. On the drive, carry, pull-up jumper, no good. Foul line extended, and the rebound for Amidu, and North Florida looks to push. He's going to hand it off now for Sams. On the drive, into the lane, turning with the right hand and scoring. A strong start for North Florida. On top, 6-2, a minute and 10 in. We knew we'd see a lot of zone here from the Ospreys, but this is a 1-3-1 look. Planudis up top, outside right for Junior Robinson. He'll back it up on the dribble, getting a screen. Now for Carey. Carey on the dribble drive, bouncing for Gomes on the baseline. Gomes down with the right hand, turning. Here's a hook shot. Good! Ryan Gomes knocks it down. It's a two-point game. The mat down 6-4. Man-to-man pressure as Gandia Rosa brings it up the floor. Guarded closely by Junior Robinson. Now around the screen, Escobar up top. Outside left, Amidu. Bouncing post, touch, Horkler. Guarded by Gomes, into the lane. Turning with the right hand, scoring. Off glass and in. Horkler getting it going. And the mound yet to get a stop in the early going. 8-4, North Florida. We're 2 minutes in here from Wofford College. They run a bit of a weave up top. As here's Junior Robinson. Now Carey on the left wing. Junior looking, lobbing Planudis on the baseline in the corner. Gets it to Antonio. 10 to shoot, back to Robinson. 1-3-1 zone. 6 to shoot, screen given. Here's a high arcing three. No good, back on the iron. Gomes gets a rebound for the mount. Right back to Junior. Junior looks to drive. Robinson underneath the hook. Over for Gomes with the right hand, scoring. Ryan Gomes had a career high 12 points for the mount in the loss against Georgetown. He's got four quickly. As now a drive and kick. Left wing three. Sams connects. Quickly, North Florida on top 11-6. And we've seen it at times, the Mount playing well offensively, but unable to get stops early in a contest. As they play catch on the outside, 17-08 to play first half. Here's a corner three, Antonio, it's good. These teams are red hot early on. It's 11-9, double team right sideline. Gandia Rosa jump pass Amino. Down the lane, driving, whistle, foul. And I think they're going to get a blocking foul on Gomes. And if so, that's going to be his second foul. Greg Alexander gets ready to check in. The mount's going to go smaller here. As North Florida beating the mount, pressure in the early going. And here is Aminu at the line. And he's 19 for 23 at the charity stripe this year. And the first one, no good. Rattling around and falling out. Great to have you with us, whether via the radio on WFMD.com or also watching us on the SoCon Digital Network today, as Aminu's second is good. Rattles around and falls home, and it's now 12-9, North Florida, very early on, 3 minutes and 10 seconds here. Left corner, here's Antonio, another three, and it's well off. It's an air ball rebounded by Planudis, and the mount has it 17 to shoot. Robinson going in, foul, and he scores. What a layup, scooping it home, Junior Robinson, and a chance for a three-point play, trying to tie the ball game from Mount St. Mary's. Well, early on, the offense has been ahead of the defense, and it's hard to drive it right down the heart of a defense against a 1-3-1 zone, but Junior just did it. And a chance for a three-point play for Robinson, averaging 20 per game in the early going, and he connects. And the mount has pulled even for a first time today. As against full court pressure, Escobar brings it up quickly here for North Florida, bouncing down low, layup no good. Rebounded Planudis off of the Horkler miss, and here comes the mount. Right side of the floor, Carey brings it up over to Robinson outside left. He gets a screen, going to his left, back out. Alexander wanted a 3-1 dribble, here it comes, no good. Rimming out, Aminu the rebound for the Ospreys. And he'll bring it up himself, bouncing ahead. Horkler blocked from behind by Planudis. And Mount St. Mary's up the right sideline. Robinson around the screen, into the lane, jump pass out Antonio. Pump fake, he's driving baseline, pull up too strong. Aminu another rebound. And North Florida the other way. 15:55 to play first half. Cross court pass, driving in now Escobar. Over to Horkler, foul. And Horkler will go to the line to shoot two after we catch our breath with this media timeout. What an exciting start. We're tied at 12 here from Wofford College, Mount St. Mary's, and North Florida in the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, the mainland portion of it. You're listening to it right here, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Happy to be back with you here from Wofford College and this brand new gymnasium, Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium. We're tied at 12. North Florida will be at the line. My name is Adam Pohl. Fans, Mount Basketball, it's brought to you by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Give them a call, Warner Service, at 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER. Or visit online at warnerservice.com. As here's the first of two for Horkler. Horkler already today, 3 points. And the first one, no good. Rattling out. That last foul on the Mount went, I believe, on Planudis. So Mount has two fouls on Gomes. They got one on Junior Robinson and one on Planudis. As Horkler missed them both. And Planudis gets the rebound. And Mount St. Mary's looks for their first lead of the game. Carey on the dribble drive near the foul line, looking to kick out, gets it to Alexander, a three, good! Alexander connects, and the Mount has the lead, up 15-12. Man-to-man pressure, full court, no double team, as bringing it up here is Gandia Rosa, and he's given a lot of effort in doing so. Rosa around a high screen, he's up top, two is right now, looks to hand it off, does so. On the drive, Garrett Sams fouled with a left-hand shot, no, but he'll get to the line. And that's where North Florida has been in the early going. Jonah Antonio, that foul. That's the fifth foul on Mount St. Mary's. North Florida has not committed one. And for North Florida, it's their fifth and, or I should say now, seventh and eighth free throw attempts. As at the line is Sams. And the first one short. Boy, North Florida, usually a very able free throw shooting team, but a slow start today. Sams, now 4 of 7 from the line. He scored 10.4 points per game last year as a freshman, third on the team, and averaging 12.3 to get this one underway. He missed them both, and Planudis the rebound. The Mounts got a ball and a three-point lead. Against the zone, left corner, Antonio, pump fake on a three. They move it around the perimeter, down low, Planudis, and he's fouled. And Bobby Planudis will go to the line to shoot two. The first collegiate free throws of Bobby's young career. He was scoreless with only one rebound in 16 minutes in a tough game, a loss against Georgetown. Now Bobby's to the line here. Planudis already 2 points and two rebounds today as he knocks down the first of two. Mount St. Mary's able to force North Florida to have to hurry up as Osborne Blount is in here for the Ospreys. And the second is good. And even though it's not forcing a bunch of turnovers, North Florida's missing some spots in prime locations. The Mounts on top 17-12. The inbound to Gandia Rosa, and he'll bring it up the floor. No double team as he brings it up against Robinson and crosses with the three. remaining on the timeline. He's on the right wing, bouncing Amino. Post touch underneath the basket. Blocked away, Planudis. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. Don Carey up the floor with a right-handed dribble. Carey to his left, top of the key. Alexander, dribble drive into the lane. Hangs, but the shot strong. Planudis tips it out. But North Florida the rebound. Rosa got it. And now here is Blount. Blount looking to try to his left. Still outside of the lane for Amino. 20 to shoot on the wing. Amino up top with a right-handed dribble. And he'll now hand it off to Gandia Rosa. Driving, jump pass Amino. Turning right-handed shot. Rattles around. And it goes home. And it's 17-14. The Mount lead is now 3 with 14-10 to play in an exciting opening half. Here's a corner three, Antonio, and it rattles out. And a rebound for Amino, and here come the Ospreys. Amino, even though a big, bringing it up after the rebound, and he's been all over the boards in the early going today. Amino up top looking, bounces outside of the lane, catching his trip Day, who's checked in. And now it's Gandia Rosa. Down low for Day, knocked away and stolen. On the floor, Antonio gets it over to Alexander. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. On top by 3 with the ball. As Robinson and Carey now play catch on the outside. Junior Robinson outside right. Here's Alexander. They're extending that zone beyond the 3-point line now. As Carey has it on the outside. Here's Junior on the wing. Pump fake and a three now. Looking to drive. There's only 7 to shoot. Outside, Carey's going to make it happen. 5 to shoot. Planudis. Now we got a whistle. And I don't know what they got. Maybe a travel. But nevertheless, a turnover. And it's going to be North Florida basketball. As it looked like Planudis was ready to shoot that 3 with about 2 on the shot clock. But he did not get rid of it. He may have stepped on the sideline. And it's North Florida basketball. 17-14 the mound. Here's a double team. North Florida over the top of it. Corner 3 for the tie. It's the side of the backboard. Hork loose there to pick up the loose change and score. It's 17-16 the mound by 1. Junior Robinson is now out of the game. The mound going against this 1-3-1 zone. Antonio throws it back. This is going to be a turnover and over and back violation. Careless for Mount St. Mary's. And it is North Florida basketball. And they look to regain the lead as Burkhart into the game for a first time. Gets it now to Gandia Rosa. Rosa to the left side on the outside. Man-to-man from the mound. He looks to drive it in. Here's the runner. Off glass, no. Spinning away. Fight for the rebound. North Florida has it. Ace Stallings knocked it away there after Trip Day's rebound. And it's out of bounds. North Florida basketball as Junior Robinson is back in after a very brief respite. Carey checks out. And North Florida will now inbound it. Brian Coffey the second. They've really dug deep in their bench early in this game. As he kicks it out, swings it well up top. Horkler, and Horkler hands now for Osborne Blount. On the left wing, it is once again Coffey. And we got a whistle and a foul. And on the outside, they're going to get Junior Robinson for his second foul. Boy, that's a big one. Or is that a change? They just said it was his first foul. But it's the fifth team foul on our stat sheet, though, that's different. Here's a drive. They hand it off. Days underneath. Gets a man in the air. Scoops and scores. And a foul on Stallings, it appears. A chance for a three-point play as Trip Day kind of just flicked it up there with a right hand, scooping it from an awkward angle and getting it to go. Day 8 for 14 on the line this year. And the free throw good. And North Florida's back on top. It's 19-17, that is, but it's a 7-0 run here for the Ospreys. As Junior Robinson brings it up the floor, guarded very closely, and he'll dish it over to Antonio. 1-3-1 look, but North Florida is really coming to press the basketball well away from the 3-point line, 13 to shoot. Robinson looking to drive the basketball now, swings it into the corner. Antonio gets a man in the air and was fouled. The foul is on the floor. It's going to be on Horkler. And that is going to be a fourth team foul on North Florida, and it sends us to a media timeout. We've got 11:57 to play in this first half. The Ospreys in the midst of a 7-0 run. North Florida on top of the mound, 19-17. This broadcast presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball 930 WFMD.
Great to be back with you here from Wofford College, a neutral site game and a high scoring start, 19-17 North Florida. Now, earlier they announced Junior Robinson had one foul. He's got two on our stat sheet. Robinson, Planudis, and Gomes each with two fouls for the Mavs. Hi, we're Grafgob, and it's nice to meet you. We want thousands of others to meet you as well. Together, we'll discover marketing solutions to help your audience discover you. Visit www.grafgob.com or call 1-800-669-1664 to learn more. Now basketball out of the media timeout from the sideline. Don Carey to inbound. He's going to send it into the backcourt. Junior Robinson has it. And 20 to shoot for the Mount, as Junior will hand it over here to Carey. 14 to shoot. They're really extending beyond the three-point arc. Omar Hobway's in for a first time, 9 to shoot. Here's Carey, cross court for Alexander, 5 to shoot. Hobway over to Alexander, 3 to shoot. Carey's gonna take a 3 at the buzzer. Straight away, no good. Spinning off of the iron, and a rebound for North Florida from Ryan Burkhart. He brings it up the floor, now gets it inside the three-point arc to Sams, caught in the air, over to Day, back to the bucket on the post. He throws and it's knocked away and intercepted. Here comes the Mount looking to run. Junior Robinson on the wing, driving it in. Oh, they whistled a carry on Junior Robinson. Well, it was hard to see that one as a turnover, and it's North Florida basketball. Tough break for the Mount. 19-17, North Florida is in front. The Mounts' last field goal was over 4 minutes ago as the inbound goes to Trip Day, and he'll hand it off for Brian Coffey, whose cousin D'Angelo Hunter currently plays basketball at West Virginia. On the right wing, Burkhart. The ball in a two-point lead for the Ospreys. On the left wing now, Coffey. They look for a post touch for Day. Nothing there. Still looking. Now they're going to get it to him. On Stallings, Day has to kick it back out. Here's Garrett Sams in trouble. 6 to shoot. Sams on the baseline, still with the dribble. Spinning, hands it off. Day is short. Jumper, no. And the Mount the rebound. But they could not secure it. Omar Hobway brought it down. And when he landed, Don Carey was with it, and the ball goes out of bounds. North Florida basketball. There wasn't anyone for the Ospreys near that basketball when the rebound was there, but the Mount just could not secure it. In fact, Carey got it, but he was bumped by Hobway, and he went out of bounds with it. As North Florida, tough time inbounding, and they swing it near center floor where Sams has it. 19-17, the Osprey. Sam's looking to drive, puts it up, tough runner, no good. Aminu the rebound. He gets it back out. Here's a long three. Gandia Rose is short, and a long rebound to Mount St. Mary's. Hobway pulling it down. And Junior Robinson will walk it up the floor. The Mount trails by two. They've got the ball. 10-25 to play first half. Outside right is Carey, and this defense, the Mount getting late in the shot clock and not getting much to look at here against this pressuring and extending 1-3-1. In the middle of it, Carey back out, Junior Robinson, high arcing three, good! Junior connects, that was a bomb, and it's 20-19 Mount St. Mary's. And now beating the pressure North Florida, but they do so just into an offensive set. And Gandia Rosa has it on the outside against the Mount man-to-man. Right wing, what a ball game we've got today. This is a fun one. Cross-court pass, he threw it away. And it's Mount St. Mary's basketball. A careless turnover there as the Mount tries to get it going. Planudis and Antonio check back in. Remember, Planudis and Junior Robinson, 9:50 to play first half. And on our ledger here, they each have two fouls. So the Mount with the ball up by one. As carry between the circles for Antonio. They run a weave up top. North Florida extending their defense well beyond the three-point arc. Carey looking down low, nothing there. Here's Junior between the circles, 12 to shoot. No look pass, Planudis under the basket. He bounced it off the foot of Aminu out of bounds. But the Mount has just 9 on the shot clock as they'll inbound from the baseline. And Don Carey will do it. Carey looking, lobs it in. Alexander, a three short, rebounded by Sams. And he'll hand it off. North Florida up quickly, looking for something in transition. Escobar guarded by Antonio, has got to back it out. Boy, the Mount man-to-man's been good here right now as Sams gets it over to Burkhardt. Outside right, 16 to shoot. Screen set, he goes left, up top. Over right side now, Sams. They get a post-touch, Aminu turning with the right hand and scoring. Over Planunis, North Florida back in front. 21-20 in a really highly entertaining first half. As around the screen, carry, jump pass out. Alexander, straight away three, no. And a rebound for the Ospreys. As Burkhardt brought it down. Here's Sams. Sams in a hurry, hands it for Gandia-Rosa. Goes right back to Sams. Sams bouncing for Aminu underneath. And we got a whistle and a travel in the lane. And it's Mount St. Mary's basketball. Substitution. Boy, these teams are playing hard in a hotly contested game here at Wofford. Now, Mount basketball, as Don Carey will walk it up against this very aggressive 1-3-1 defending zone. Antonio double-teamed, front court left back to Carey. Carey on the outside, over to Junior Robinson. 18 to shoot, Junior. He's gonna get a screen and he's gonna make a move over to Carey. Carey looking over the defense. Baseline for Alexander. Back out Don Carey. Here's a three. Off the front of the iron. Alexander the rebound. Alexander turns. Foul line jumper. And he connects. Greg Alexander. A nice mid-range jumper. A 15-footer. And the Mounts on top 22-21. As Gandia-Rosa now right wing. Looking over the Mount man-to-man. He gets a screen going to his left. Gandia-Rosa into the lane. Lost it. Out of bounds. Oh, it looked like it was going to be Mount basketball. But I think the official changed his mind last second. It'll be North Florida basketball with 14 to shoot when we return from this media timeout. Mount St. Mary's on top 22-21. This is Mount basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the Mayhem, 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade
test.
Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem, Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Now, folks, Junior Robinson, they've changed it on our stat sheet. He only has one foul. So for the Mount, Planudis and Gomes have two. Noah Horkler now has two fouls for North Florida. They're starting big. It's 22-21, the Mount leads. North Florida basketball coming out of this media timeout. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Little More Real Estate. Don't settle for less, get a little more. And by Utz Quality Foods, fresh tasting snacks for families and entertainment. Man-to-man defense from Mount St. Mary's. This has been a close back and forth affair as Gandia-Rosa is going to inbound for the baseline. Looking over the Mount defense, gets it in. This is Escobar in the corner. Driving baseline, going up strong. Whistle, blocking foul, and a chance at a three-point play. And they're going to get Planudis. Boy, Planudis has been active early, but he just got his third foul with 7:51 to play. Boy, they just announced it as his second. Our stats are a little bit off. So it's Planudis' second foul. And Escobar's at the line with a chance at a three-point play. That's the seventh team foul on the mound. And North Florida is back in front, 23-22. Free throw good. It's a two-point lead here for the Ospreys. And here comes the mound. Junior Robinson front court right against this 1-3-1. Screen set up top. He gets it to Carey. Another screen. Carey's on the drive. Jump pass. It's halfway underneath. And he scores, putting it off glass and in. And we're tied at 24. Double team backcourt on Gandia-Rosa. Over to Aminu. Looking down though. Sams puts it up and in. So against the double team of the backcourt, North Florida able to get a quick score. They lead 26-24. As the mound outside right, Junior Robinson holding the basketball. Now to Carey as they play catch, 15 to shoot. Don Carey dribbling to the right side. Now to Junior between the circles. Here's Antonio outside left looking. Back to Junior, 8 to shoot. Junior long straightaway, high arcing three! And it's good. Robinson has struggled from three early on of the year. Not anymore. 3 of 19 in the first three games. He buries it. As now Aminu under the basket, reverse layup scores as he powers by Alexander. And it is 28-27 North Florida. 6:40 to play, first half. Robinson, a shifting zone look here. Over to Carey. Carey looking to drive back to Junior. He's going to take a long straightaway three again, and he connects. Everything going down for Junior Robinson. And the Mounts on top, 30-28. As up the floor for North Florida, the backup point guard in Blau. Looking to drive on Carey into the lane with a right-handed hanger, no good. Whistle, offensive foul. It's a push there on Aminu trying to get into rebounding position. He pushed off Alexander, and the mount has the basketball. Boy, Junior has hit two straight NBA range, straightaway threes for Mount St. Mary's. And Robinson now has 12 points in this game. North Florida is extending that defense, but they might have to extend it furthermore. As Don Carey on the outside, getting a screen from Hobway, going to his right, looking, finding Hobway. Hobway goes up, fouled. It's Aminu. North Florida, the Ospreys faithful, wanted a straight block there. But Hobway is going to go to the line here to shoot two. And Aminu just picked up two quick fouls. 5:59 to play in this first half. This North Florida program, really quick risers as Hotboy connects. They lost to, or I should say, they have defeated in the last few years. They beat Purdue 3 years ago in non-conference play. And actually, it was now 4 seasons ago. 3 years ago, they upended Illinois as Hotboy hits both. So they've got 2 wins in the last 5 seasons against Big Ten opponents. And the Mounts on top, 32-28, and here comes some pressure D. They get it up to Blount. He's got numbers 3-on-2. Over to Day underneath, gets a man in the air, another one, and he lays it in with the right hand. Another transition bucket for the Ospreys. It's 32-30. The Mount leads by two. And Robinson and Carey play catch. Carey to his left. On the outside, jump pass, Alexander. Straight away, three short, and the rebound pulled down by Garrett Sams. North Florida looks to tire, take the lead. Gandia-Rosa with a basketball outside right. Backs it up in this high-scoring affair. He looks to drive going to his right. Gandia-Rosa under the basket. Reverse layup. Good. What an outstanding drive and score to tie the ball game up with 5:15 to play. As Don Carey has it near the center of the floor. Now Antonio guarded closely. Junior Robinson left wing to his right around the screen. Carey up top to his right. Bouncing, and it's ahead of Hobway. They got a foul, and I think it's going to be on North Florida. Hobway was reaching, and he got tripped up from behind. It's only the, well, it's the sixth team foul on the Ospreys. So the Mount will not be shooting here. They'll be inbounding. Or do they call that a... Hobway went to the line, but that's a foul on the floor, undoubtedly. So the Mount with 20 to shoot, inbounds. Junior Robinson left wing, going to his right up top, swinging it for Stalling. Over to Hobway, who scores. Great interior feed, Ace Stallings. And Hobway finishes, 34-32, Mount St. Mary's. As Gandia-Rosa brings it up against the man-to-man, screens to both sides, he goes left, bounces down low. And he threw it away. The Mount was running the other way, but they ruled that it was kicked by Stallings. It'll be North Florida basketball from the baseline, 20 to shoot. 4:41 to play in an exciting first half. The Mount by two as Gandhi Arosa to inbound, and he's going to get it into Blount in the corner. Going to his right near the center of the floor, around the screen. He's up top now, looking down low, nothing there. Gandhi Arosa now on the left side, looking to drive near the baseline. Jump pass out. Sams has a look for three. Riddles out. Junior Robinson the rebound. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. As Robinson jogs at front court at North Florida, they may just be in a man-to-man. Junior's on the drive. Swings it underneath. And a score. It's the first field goal of the collegiate career of Ace Stallings, who caught it, did not put it to the floor, and he put it home. 36-32 Mount St. Mary's. Escobar gets it to Gandhi Arosa on the right wing, dribbling to his left up top, guarded by Robinson. 15 to shoot. Here's Blount on the drive. Blount towards the lane, bouncing back out for Day, the freshman. Didn't take the three. Now Gandhi Arosa taking it in. Under the basket, over to Day. Beautiful bounce pass and a layup right at the front of the tin for the score. Great ball movement from the Ospreys. It's 36-34. The Mount lead is two as Robinson brings it up slowly. North Florida now into a man-to-man. As Junior is going to get a screen from Stallings. He goes to his right. Robinson looking to drive underneath. Gets it over to Stallings. And the layup, no, tipped up, does not go. Stallings gets it back. Kick out long. Antonio three. Short. The Mount gets the rebound. Hoboy, he'll hold it up. And they're going to run some clock here. Outside left, Junior Robinson. And they don't really run the clock, but they want to get set, and they do so. As Carey had it picked, had his pocket picked the other way. Blount, Carey nearly knocked it away. We got a whistle. What are they going to rule? I think they're going to get a foul on Don Carey, and Blount's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Well, Carey gets the turnover, and we've got a media timeout. 3:02 to play first half. An exciting one here from Wofford College. Our score, Mount St. Mary's 36 and North Florida 34. And we're back with more right after this, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Boy, we're so happy to have you with us here for Mount Basketball today. We're both on 930 WFMD, WFMD.com. You can listen to in the Frederick and Emmitsburg areas. And then we also have it for you via the SoCon Digital Network. Click on the Wofford page if you're listening in and get home and want to watch this game. As Osborne Blount is at the line. Front end of the 1-1, the Mount leading by two. As the free throw is up and good. And Blount is 5-for-5 of the year, now 6-for-6. He's come off the bench in 3 years with North Florida, has only one career start, a JUCO transfer, and this is senior year. Now looking to tie it up, and he does. We're not at it, 36, 3:02 to play first half. Stallings will come out for the Mount. Greg Alexander comes in. So the Mount going small here. Carey, Robinson, Hobway, Antonio, and Alexander on the floor. Robinson hitting three threes in the first half here. He's got 12 points, and he's got the ball outside right. Alexander for Antonio. Now in between the circles, looking for Carey. Outside left, here's Jonah stepping into a three, and no good, back iron. And the rebound pulled down by Gandia-Rosa as North Florida looks for the lead. And we tick down to 2:35 to play in the half. Rosa guarded, driving to his right, inside the line, now backs it up, 17 to shoot. Looking over the mound defense, he's going to get a screen. He's on the drive down. Gandia-Rosa under the basket. Jump pass outside. They get it into the corner. Escobar on the move. Hands it off for Aminu. Knocked away out of bounds. And it'll be North Florida basketball, but there's only four on the shot clock. So Aminu had it blocked away there by Omar Hopway. Who's going to inbound here for the Ospreys? And it looks like Gandia-Rosa will do it. Trying to trigger the offense. Looking in, will lob for the big. Aminu turning to his left and too strong. And that shot never hit the, it never hit the rim. So it was a shot clock violation as the two teams battled for that rebound. And it's Mount St. Mary's basketball as the Mount looks to regain the lead. Mount St. Mary's has led for 7.5 minutes. These two teams have really led for all a very similar amount of time as they guard Junior Robinson closely. Here is Antonio between the circles. Now to Robinson in the corner. Double teamed. Robinson looking to dribble. Spins baseline under the basket. Back out for Antonio. Extra pass Alexander. They get out on the shooter. 9 to shoot. Here's Antonio on the left wing for Robinson. He's going to have to make it happen. 5 to shoot. Junior well outside. Dribble drive going up. Puts it high off the glass. No, that never hit the rim, and therefore a shot clock violation as Aminu did a great job of contesting that shot, and it is now North Florida basketball, 1:41 to play in the half. Full court pressure, they look for the home run pass for Blount. Blount trying to track it down, and he does. Bouncing over Gandia-Rosa, but it at last touches Alexander. Rosa threw it off of his leg. Out of bounds, North Florida basketball, and a kind of a fortunate break for the Ospreys as that ball may have been there for the taking for the Mount, but they could not secure it. As Gandia-Rosa inbound from the baseline, gets it up top, pump fake out of three. Escobar, a contested three, and good. He knocks it down. The Ospreys with the lead, 39-36, 1.5 minutes to play first half. As Carey back to Junior Robinson, outside left. Here's Alexander up top, over to Don Carey. Backing it out to Robinson, 17 to shoot. Coach Christian calls a play as Robinson holds the ball in his right hand. Now puts it to the floor, 10 to shoot. Can the Mount break this little run here for the Ospreys? 6 to shoot. Carey, back cut, foul line jumper, Alexander, good! Rattling around and it falls home from just inside the foul line. And it's 39-38 North Florida, inside a minute to play as we've got about 23 second difference here, shot clock and game clock. Gandia-Rosa, outside right near the sideline, top of the key, Burkhart on the dribble, drive, and he threw it away. Out of bounds, and they say was last touched by the Mount. I thought he just threw that away. Maybe, the officials had a better look at it than we did, but it'll be North Florida basketball, 15 to shoot. Burkhart was a bit out of control there on that drive as Garrett Sams will check in for North Florida. Gandia-Rosa will inbound it here for the Ospreys as he looks over, and he's going to get it in today. They look for a corner jump shot. Now a steal, Hotway from behind as they look for a back cut. Long pass, Blount able to knock it away, but it's out of bounds, Mount basketball. 9 second difference, shot clock, game clock. 36.2 on the clock. And the Mount with the basketball, and of course, each team has a timeout to use or they're going to lose it. Coach Christian not calling that timeout, though. 39-38 North Florida as Junior Robinson with a dribble near the center of the floor. 13 to shoot. He gets it up to Antonio, still well outside. And now Carey, back cut. Alexander, it's on the floor. Antonio gets a man in the air, bouncing for Hopway, and he scores off glass and in. And Mount St. Mary's calls timeout with 11.8 seconds remaining to set up their defense. The Mount back in front, 40-39. Antonio got his man in the air, made a beautiful bounce pass, and Hopway scored off glass and in. Boy, the largest lead of this first half for either team is only five. Well, Mount fans, you can call on Monday to get individual game and Mount season tickets to the 2017-18 year of Mount Basketball at Knott Arena. Be a part of Mount Mayhem. Season tickets going for as low as $65 for 13 games. Get your tickets at 301-447-5700. That number, 301-447-5700. North Florida's going to go the length of the floor here. The Mount guarding in the backcourt as Escobar will inbound for the Ospreys. He's looking, still looking. He'll get it into Blount. Oh, they got a foul, a reach in on Junior Robinson. That's going to be the second on Junior. And going to the line to shoot one and one is the very good shooter Blount, who has not missed a free throw all year here in the early going. 11.1 seconds remain. As here comes the front end of the one and one for the redshirt senior in Blount. He puts it up and good. Nothing but net. And this game tied at 40 apiece. No, that's not what the Mount wanted. They wanted to put pressure on that basketball and force North Florida to struggle getting it up the floor. With 11 seconds left, but a quick foul, and now a free throw for the lead, and that is good. 41-40 North Florida, and now the Mount will have it. 11.1 seconds left as they try to do something at the buzzer. Alexander gets it into Junior Robinson. Robinson jogs it up the floor. He'll cross with 6 seconds left. Around the screen to his right. Hesitation, dribble, whistle. And let's see. They're going to get a foul. They're going to get a foul on North Florida. They bodied up Robinson with 3.3 seconds left. And I'll have to see who they're going to get. Maybe Escobar on the foul. And 1-1 at the line for Junior now, as that was the seventh team foul on the Ospreys. Here's the front end of the 1-1. Yeah, Robinson's free throw, good. And we're tied at 41 apiece. Junior is the eighth highest scorer in the 30-year era of Mount St. Mary's Division I basketball. And the second also good. The Mount has the lead, 42-41. Ace Stallings will check in for Robinson. 3.3 seconds left here in the half. And North Florida needs to go the length of the floor. As Escobar to inbound, looking over. Escobar gets it into the big man, Day. Day near half court. He's going to put up the half court shot. No good. And it is halftime here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, on the campus of Wofford College, Mount St. Mary's, on top 42-41 over North Florida. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we return with more as we've got a lot for you here in this halftime break. We'll have a look at halftime stats. We'll also have a conversation looking at next year's recruiting class for Mount Basketball with head coach Jamie and Christian. Don't leave us. It's all coming up next as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the Mayhem, 301-447-5700.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.grafcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little.
And Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.